5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome to the China Jedi Podcast. Shining humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
For those living, working, or traveling in China, or interested in learning about Chinese culture, expat life, and foreigners' perceptions.
May the smile be with you.
My eyes are clear. Clear than the mist in the cloudy morning.
China Jedi legal disclaimer. Please listen carefully. What you hear on this pod may or not be the truth, may or not be funny, rude, or damn right stupid. If statements are made by certain individuals from the human race that go against your preconceptions, conceptions, postconceptions, and selections, faith, tastes, or personal philosophies, please take it with a light-hearted sigh and slight shrug of the shoulder. Hold your head up high, knowing that you are a better person than they are, and that one day the Force will strike down on them with great vengeance of furious laughter and unconditional frivolous forgiveness.
Ting ba dong, you got it all wrong. The things that I've been saying, you've been listening to the wrong song.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the China Jedi Podcast, Episode 9. We're recording live, as always, from Hua Fa 68, sitting above the beautiful Pagoda Lake on a Saturday afternoon, not a Sunday morning.
It's a special one.
But it's still not too late. Situated in the heart of Zhuhai City, mainland China, nestled between Macau and Hong Kong. Yes, I'm your host, Chris J. Bradshaw. And as always, my co-host today is...
Anthony Benton.
Yeah, not as always. I mean, sometimes you might not be here for sickness or something like that.
I managed to hobble here on my crippled ankle, didn't I?
All in good time, Anthony. And listeners, we're very lucky to have with us today another special guest, weighing in at 142.1 pounds... None other than the fitness queen of community health. It is...
Kara Witski.
Hey, Anthony.
That's close.
That's an interesting...
Yeah, it's Watski.
Watski.
Watski. What are you doing? I'm going skiing. Watski.
What's the origins of that?
It's actually German. It should be said Wutzke.
Wutzke.
But we're Canadian in my family, and it's a very long time ago that we were in Germany.
It's changed a lot.
Wutzke. Interesting.
It's quite interesting meeting German people, and I say my last name. They like to make fun of you.
Because they still recognize back in Germany.
It's not a common name, but they recognize it.
They correct your pronunciation.
Yeah, they kind of giggle at me. It's
does anyone come up to you and say, hey, what's up, Wutzke?
A lot, actually.
That works.
What, like Bugs Bunny?
You like that, Anthony?
They don't call me Bugs Bunny.
No, I meant like asking what's up.
Okay, moving on from Bugs Bunny then. Kara, yes, it's lovely to have you in the studio today.
Thank you.
You've come all the way down from Guangzhou to see us.
Yes.
Not just, of course, to see us. Tell us, first of all, where you're from. Obviously not Germany, as alluded to there. And what brought you to China? When did you come to China? And what do you do?
Sure. I am from West Coast Canada.
Okay.
And I came here in 2002, actually. I'd lived in Australia beforehand. And when I got back to Canada, I was a little bit bored, to be honest. So I wanted to do something completely different. I had clients. I'm a personal trainer. So I had clients there that were moving to Guangzhou.
Yeah.
Had no idea what it was, but I thought I'd give it a go. And that's how I ended up here. So now I'm training full time, doing online fitness, boot camps, personal training, and building the community here in China.
Why China? What made you choose China?
Just that off fact that my friends were moving here. I didn't, like, China was not on my radar whatsoever. I would have gone to like Chile or like somewhere in South America or something, but I was like, okay, well, they gave me this opportunity. They introduced me to a company here to teach English for a little bit, and yeah, I just took them up on it.
It's funny, isn't it? Like, people always seem to end up in China, not really planning to, and end up staying.
Forever. We get stuck.
Yeah, I think generally in life happens like that, doesn't it? The flow of life happens. Anyway, Anthony, Kara's a very interesting person because, as she says, she's a fitness, personal fitness trainer. But she's done an absolutely remarkable, wonderful job over the last... When did you start K2 Fit? I want to quickly talk about K2 Fit.
Sure. K2 Fit, we started 5 years ago. The K2 Fit Challenge, now that we've created the online community and community around China, started 3 years ago. Four, actually.
Okay. And just quickly explain, you know, an elevator speech,
yep.
Quick sentence. What actually is K2 Fit?
K2 Fit is a way of life, I like to think, because we're trying to teach people healthy lifestyles, but we put it in a small package of a 10-week program. So we teach food, nutrition, programming, and then we bring the community all together to support each other.
And I think I have to say, hats off to the community thing that K2Fit's all about. I really love that, getting people together to support each other to improve their health. I think a lot of people need that community spirit. I for one, I go to the gym regularly, and I just like being on my own for that kind of stuff. But I know a lot of people, like my wife, does your program, loves that community thing.
Right, yes.
So really, hats off to you for that. Where did the idea come from, though, of actually putting it together? And what does K2 mean? Does it mean Kara times two, or is it some mathematical equation?
K2Fit was originally thought up, like I was thinking, okay, Kara to fitness. That was one play on it, but also K2, the mountain. So
indeed.
If you're as fit as you can be, hey,
you
anyone can
climb
K2, of course. No, it's like the hardest mountain to climb, actually.
You climb that, haven't you, Benton?
Every weekend.
On his computer.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So that's how the name came about, is I felt like it was a strong name, had a strong vision behind it, and yeah, went from there. With the challenge, now that's a little bit different. I was doing boot camps, and I had some clients saying, you know, I'm not seeing enough results, but the boot camp classes are only 2 times per week at the time. And I said, look, you can't expect 2 days only training that you're going to see a huge amount of results. You've got to be training on the side. What are you doing on the side? And nobody really had any structure. So I decided that the people in my boot camps and classes could do programming from me for free if they stopped drinking for 30 days.
Ah, very good.
Because the thing was, I had a lot of Thai ties in my expat wives in my boot camps, and they would go out for lunches most days and end up having a wine at lunch, and and then I know they're drinking throughout the week, and not all the time,
it's
but it was just
the stress
of
living with a foreign husband.
Oh gosh, yes, China, foreign husband. No. It was all good. They all had fun. They were really lovely, lovely women and stuff. I just wanted to see what they could do with their health if they stopped drinking for 30 days. So if they committed to that, I gave them a meal plan and the programming, and the results were phenomenal in 30 days. We've evolved from that now. The K2Fit challenge is not like no drinking the whole 10 weeks. We just kind of promote a little bit healthier options and stuff, because we're trying to get people to get into a healthy lifestyle and a sustainable lifestyle.
Indeed.
What's the biggest change you've seen in a person? Is it just physical, or is it mental as well?
Mental as well, absolutely. Yeah, choosing better foods, organic. They're going like with whole foods instead of processed.
Mental,
Anthony.
They're
happier. They're like stress free. Not stress free, of course, but less stress, and they're happier
more
with their family.
Outlook,
like
whole.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
It's funny
to
how
see.
Your body correlates to the mind, right?
Absolutely.
Well, both.
Both. And
vice versa, too.
Think about it, when you're in the best shape of your life, or you're feeling good about yourself, like, your confidence builds, too. So you're walking taller, you're more productive, you're happier.
Totally. Yeah. Health is wealth. Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Mm. But it helps you on the mental front, so maybe you should enroll.
That's not helping my mental health.
Quick question
quick question
in my earpiece from the research team through the window. Did you run here to the studio today?
No, I didn't.
How did you get?
I got here by car.
Yeah.
Is that cheating? Is that allowed in K2Fit?
Well, I didn't know where I was going. I was at a restaurant.
Okay, because you're down in GY now doing it's launched, hasn't it? The next phase of the 10 weeks.
Yeah, we're to week one right now. So
okay.
We're just finishing up week one. But the teams that are down here in Zhuhai were holding a charity boot camp, and I wanted to be like show support and
Excellent.
Be a part of it. So I've driven down this morning.
Any newbies on your...
Yeah, lots. Yeah, yeah. A lot of new
growing
people.
Any
growing.
People like really badly out of shape that have a lot to change?
Do you want to name any?
Okay, a lot of improvements to achieve.
Yeah, there is a lot of improvements to be had and stuff, but, you know, when people talk to me and they get down about it, they're like, oh, I have so much time, like, so much to go, I just say take it day by day,
sure.
Because if they look at the big picture, it's going to take a while, right? but just day by day, you're going to progressively get better and better.
Yeah, it's like working on your abs, Anthony. It's like a wall, brick by brick,
abs
every day.
There you go.
Abdominus guy.
Oh, that eight-pack thing, I've got a barrel.
Yeah. And proud of it too, listeners. Okay, so, well, Anthony, very sporting today, is wearing his vest top and headband over the top too. But of course, as
my leggings.
Your leggings. Your mankini, pink fluorescent one. Yeah.
I won't show you the G-string.
No. Cara, are you enjoying this green smoothie, are research team made for you today?
Yes, very nice. Yes. Thank you. What's in it?
Lots of green stuff, I think. Vegetables.
Yeah,
and
what's the secret recipe? There's a bit of orange in there, isn't there?
Normally we just whack it in and see what happens, but we tend to always keep the green balanced. More 50-50 generally.
Pretty good, actually.
But yeah, thank you very much. It wasn't me, it was the research team. Anyway, Cara, how are your ball skills?
I'm sorry, what?
Let's test. There we go. Very good, listeners.
Should
you
we
caught
get
the
a ding
ball
for that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, very nice. Good catch. Okay, so moving on, as we will soon, I want a quick last question.
Sure.
You look 25.
Okay, thank you.
But how old actually are you?
36.
God, he likes asking these personal questions.
It's fed through the earpiece. I'm just a funnel.
Asking them weight earlier, now her age.
I tell you what, listeners, though, looking at Cara now, it shows the benefits of a healthy lifestyle. And promoting this is a wonderful thing. We completely support it in China Jedi. And future plans of expansion. I was thinking about this earlier, Anthony. The majority of your customers, the people that do the K2 Fit Challenge, are they predominantly expats? Yeah, give me a percentage.
It's like 80-20.
Okay.
My meal plan.
Like about
80% expats.
80% expats. Okay. Yeah, 20% local. Yeah.
Future plans of expansion. Have you thought about, you know, putting it into Chinese and actually doing that? Or have you
Absolutely.
Tried?
Yeah, no, I haven't tried yet, other than the recipes. We send them in English and Chinese. We're looking to do that, but I want to be able to do it very, very well. And in English, indeed, I can coach very, very well.
Yeah.
In Chinese, I can coach okay, but like I have the knowledge and the base, but I just need to be able to communicate via WeChat and stuff like that, and not just have somebody else doing it for. I don't want to just have a translator doing it. So I would like to have a coach under me that I can actually train and coach the way K2Fit runs and what our philosophy is, and then that coach can help me as well.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wish you the best with that.
Thank you.
That's, you know, the more people we can help with their health,
absolutely,
the better. Yeah. So, listeners, in total truth, it's time for Sunday morning, but actually Saturday afternoon, question of the week. Sunday morning. So, Sunday morning, but actually Saturday afternoon, question
it's,
of the week.
Yeah. It's not Sunday morning, question of the week.
It is. Are you ready? Yeah.
Is it for me?
It's for all of us.
Oh, man. Okay.
But especially for you.
All right.
If you could come back as the opposite sex and be a pro sports player, what sport would it be and why? I say again, if you could come back as the opposite sex and be a pro or professional sports player, what sport would it be?
That's an easy
and
question.
And why? Well, let our... Are you ready or do you need to think about that? Should,
I can answer now, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. Get it out there.
I'd be a football player, a soccer player.
Okay, so with the...
Yeah. Is it the legs?
With the legs. Kick it with your foot.
Okay, is that because you like playing soccer, watching it, or you like legs?
I like playing it. I used to play A-levels in Canada, so...
We could have some... I love soccer, football. Football,
yeah. And my brother played for Team Canada, so it kind of runs in our blood, and that's... I love the team aspect of... I'm really big on team and community and stuff, and I love that you have to work together as a team.
Would you be one of these prima donna type players, you know?
What, running around
falling
with my...
Falling on the floor and like, oh, I hurt my ankle.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that's so me. No.
Would you have five wives, models clinging off you and...
Oh, yeah, I definitely have that.
Okay.
Do you know, Anthony phoned me up a few days ago and he says, I might not be able to do the pod this week, Chris. I said, why is that? So I twisted my ankle and I can't walk. I said, Anthony, you only live 200 metres away. I can pick you up on my bat bike and I've got crutches for you, you know, for my ligament operation. He said, oh, I have to wait and see. So prima donna, I'm sitting right opposite one, listeners. Okay, so where do you play? What position?
Forward, right side, usually.
Me too, centre. Yeah. Centre, well, I used to, for ligaments. Anthony,
I would be a wrestler because then I could roll around on the floor with women all day.
That's a good one. A mud wrestler. Right.
But even better.
Yeah, okay. I'd buy a ticket.
Is that still a sport? Is that anywhere?
That's a little disturbing. You buy a ticket to see me as a woman mud wrestling. I'm
no,
not sure.
You didn't let me finish. If you were a really good looking lady, you know,
of course I would.
Who was fit and in the gym all the time, be interested in buying a ticket to watch you mess around in the mud. Yes. Okay, my one is, oh God, it's a difficult one. Beach volleyball.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you know why?
Outfit, right?
It's not just the outfit, because I'd be a woman, wouldn't I? It would be because you just get to go to beaches all around the world to play.
How if cool you're a pro,
that?
Yeah.
If you're a pro, yeah.
Just imagine that. You'd probably die early of skin cancer, wouldn't you? Yeah. I'd say, but you'd have a good tan.
Skin.
Have a good tan. Yeah.
Wear a hat if it happens.
So, yeah, wear a hat. Excellent. Thanks for the answers there. Okay, so let's move on to my favourite bit. Guess who?
We've got to remember.
So, guess who? Where we try to find out who this famous Chinese person is. We're going to keep
it... so successful.
Oh, no.
We're going to keep it sporty in the traditions of our special guest today, Anthony. So I'm going to give you some clues.
Okay.
And if you think you know it or you do know it, don't shout it out. Wait to the end. Let the listeners maybe mull it over. Anthony, pen and paper ready?
Always.
Here we go then. The first clue is... this person was born on October the 14th, 1983. He's 33 years of age, so he's younger than all of us. He was born in Longyan, Fujian province in China. He's a Libra pig. He's 1.78 metres tall, which is 5 foot 10 inches, to those that work in that. And he's left-handed. Ooh.
You've given it away now. Left-handed sportsman.
I shouldn't have. Now, he's had 585 wins. There are clues coming in here. And he's had 80 losses. Career titles, 62. And his highest rank was number one in February 2004. I'll carry on looking at your faces at the moment. This Chinese sports person is considered to be one of the greatest single players of all time. He's won all 9 titles in his specific sports world. Ready for them? Olympic Games, World Championships, World Cup, Thomas Cup, Sudirman Cup, Super Series Master Final, All England Open, Asian Games and Asian Championships. And by the time he was 28, that was Anthony. And also, Cara, he is the only player to have achieved this feat and is therefore considered by many to be the greatest player of his sport, not China, to ever have graced the game.
Ew.
Shall I carry on?
It's got to be ping pong.
It's got to be badminton or ping pong. That's what I'm thinking.
You're clever too, aren't you? Going for ones that you use a hand with. Very good. Could be something else though. Think about it. Mahjong. When he was young...
it's an Olympic sport.
What you use a hand with. That limits it, doesn't it?
We'll talk about mahjong later. When he was young, his parents wanted him to learn piano. That's where the old dexterity of fingers must have come from. But the young man was more interested in playing his beloved sport and chose to play the sport when he was only 5. So he started early, as most of these great sportsmen do. He joined the sports troop of the People's Liberation Army when he was 13 and started playing for China's national team when he was just 18. Now here, this might give it away. He became involved with Xie Xingfang, a former world champion of the same sport in 2003. Initially, the couple kept their relationship a secret and got engaged in 2010. They got married in September 2012, just before the world was meant to end. He's famous for his multiple tattoos, which have often created controversy. Yeah. Some of his famous quotes.
Controversial tattoos.
Yeah, what could they be? Some of his famous quotes. I have never considered any player as my competitor. Each one of them is good and talented, and my job is to beat them. Beat them hard. Yeah. And you don't just need skills and talent, you also need luck. Which I think, you always need a bit of luck, don't you, for things? Yeah.
Well, it helps.
It does help. Do you make your own luck? That's a podcast for another time.
Yeah.
Shouldn't rely on luck.
No champion relies on luck, for sure.
How's it going then, Cara, with that? Any kind of things? Well, we'll come back. I'll give you some extra clues later if you want.
Do you know a lot of ping pong players?
No, I don't. I feel horrible. I'm sorry, China.
Yeah, me too. I've been here for 13 years and my knowledge of famous Chinese people is terrible.
Back to Canada now.
Oh, man, they're going to ship me off.
In a container.
Oh, man.
So you can do your exercises.
Oh, well, at least I have room.
Yeah, put a gym in there for you.
40-foot. Oh, excellent. Okay. That's a good idea.
We could do that.
40footgyms.com.
I'm buying it right now on my phone.
Quick, register the name, Anthony. You probably get one on Taobao, I'm absolutely sure of it. Okay, so we'll come back to that later. Anthony, any luck on that? No, not scribbling as much today.
No.
No? Okay. Right, let's go. Listeners, I hope you're doing better than they are.
Sorry.
It's time for Dway for Dway. Because this is just the way it's meant to be. Dway for Dway, then, is Anthony?
True or false? How was your Chinese, by the way? I know
it's pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, you say you're trying to improve it, right?
Yeah.
Your program,
no,
so.
I can converse fully. It's just technical. I mean, when you're speaking about training and stuff, it's super technical. So, well, it can be, and I just want to be able to know
a lot more new expressions to learn.
And you've got to keep your tone, haven't you?
Oh, there we go.
I think you like
that
joke, one. I like
it. Oh, okay, Matt, yeah. Okay, so, Dway by Dway, here's the interesting fact then, and you've got to agree on either true or false. So here it is. Table tennis. Oh, Anthony, Jedi mind skills. Is China's national sport. Table tennis is China's national sport, or ping pong, as you'd say. Be very careful here, Mr. Antonobi. You know, I like to give you little boomerangs.
Sport. How do you class a national sport?
Great
just
question.
The most popular sport.
I don't know, I'm from Canada. Hockey.
Hockey's the national sport there. What's our one in England?
It's football, I guess.
Or cricket,
it's
isn't
soccer.
It? I think football.
Probably
would...
football. Yeah. Probably a bit more popular. More
yeah, okay, not going to be cricket, is
more
it now?
Masses.
So, yeah, discuss, please. Table tennis. Mahjong, I'm just going to put this in
is
here.
Is that classed as a sport?
Is classed as a sport.
It is.
Wow,
not.
Really?
No.
Is it?
And my research team have been doing extensive research over this. Mahjong is classified very high up there, maybe the highest. But you know me, I like to give you clues and I like to give you non-clues.
Because they get so intense while they're playing, maybe.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Start throwing the tiles at each other.
Finger flicks. Now, what about other sports that we got in China? They love basketball.
Badminton.
They love mahjong. They love badminton. They love...
I have a guess. I'm going to say dragon boating is their national sport.
Ooh,
that's a,
dragon
you see, that's
boating.
Coming in with the cultural...
I don't know. Yeah. Like, but, I mean, dragon boating is super important. The holiday...
But again, national sport. Like, do you know the definition of that? Is it...
Oh,
is something that's declared as official, or is it the most popular?
I think it must be something
be.
You learn through the education system. I'm just thinking here, because it's a national sport, so you'd learn it at school. So do we do dragon boats? Well, they do go out. And have you ever... You wouldn't say drove a dragon boat. Have you ever...
Rode?
Paddled.
No, don't say rode, it's paddled.
Paddled a dragon boat.
Paddled, paddled, I guess.
Yes, I have.
Oh,
I've competed
really?
In Canada, and I've competed here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, there's an international team in Guangzhou, actually.
Don't get on the wrong side of this lady, Anthony. You're on her left side today. Don't get on her
right
side.
I'm this side,
oh,
so
right
you're,
side.
You're
yeah,
the
I'm,
right
I'm, I'm, I've got a problem here. Okay, that sounds fantastic. Okay, so you're a dragon
so
boat.
Ping pong the national ping. Sport. It sounds kind of too obvious, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to go with something completely different, actually.
Yeah.
But
is
know.
Ping pong a derogatory word for table tennis?
Can you be derogatory to the sport?
I'm just wondering if you're being derogatory again.
Ping pong.
That doesn't sound like it.
It's table so. Tennis, Anthony.
Table tennis.
Where the ping okay. and the pong comes from, I've got no idea.
The
Chinese.
Ping.
Really?
Pong.
The Chinese. Go
it was invented
it.
By...
I don't know.
Ping and pong?
Ping and pong. Well, maybe not. Hey, do your research.
I don't know if you're joking or not.
Okay, come on. The listeners are waiting here. We want to move on. Table tennis is China's national sport. True or false? Anthony, Cara, come up to some agreement.
Oh, we have to agree before
we go with false.
Well, just for fun, yeah?
Yeah.
Anthony's never got any of these right.
Yeah, oh, man,
you
look at
like, don't rely
pull
on me.
Pull me down with you.
Although I've been close every time, he just throws me a curveball and tries to trip me up.
No curveballs in ping pong. Come on. Actually, can curveball.
Yeah, you can.
Spinball. No, oh, dear.
Is it
tell me the answers.
Is it badminton? I don't know. Let's go with false just for the fun
yeah,
of it.
False,
okay,
though.
So
false.
Table tennis is China's national sport. True or false? Anthony and Cara says...
False.
False. The answer is... True.
Oh, see? You suckered us into it.
Oh, dear, if only I won money on these three giveaways.
Oh my goodness.
Way to go.
That is ridiculous.
There you go, people. Table tennis is China's national sport. Hey, it's time for China Jedi topic time. Ting ba dong, you got it all wrong. Okay, so topic time, where we discuss something interesting that's come up through our listeners. Now, one that I've been told that we're going to discuss today, it's in kind of sporting tradition, as the Queen of Fitness is with us, Anthony, is this. This was sent in by a Mr. Phil McCracken, who's
from The Simpsons.
He's based in Chongqing, Chongqing in the west of China, where Bu Xilai was the leader once. Yeah, Anthony, talking about him today. Anyway, he asked this question. Won't be bringing him up anywhere, will you, where he is? We asked this question. Why in China do you have to wear a swimming cap when you go to any public swimming pool? Why in China do you have to wear a swimming cap when you go to any public swimming pool? Now, I know this question has a little bit of dynamite to it, because a lot of times I've talked with foreigners in swimming pools and that, and they've been really angry that they've had to put a plastic cap on.
Yeah, for sure. It's not really for recreation.
Just they're all pro swimmers, they need to be streamlined, right? So whizzing through the water, I don't want that hair causing friction.
So, yeah, that's a good point. So let's discuss this though. I mean, your personal experience, have you ever been capped?
The funniest one that's ever happened to me was I shaved all my hair off. Literally shaved.
Back in the day,
and I went to a pool,
and they still
and the guy said, put on a swimming cap. I looked at him like quizzically and was like, you're joking, right? And he's like, swimming cap? For what?
Yeah, because my guess is that it's hair, right? Well, they don't want hair to get into the filters and whatnot.
Exactly.
But then once they make a rule, they're going by the rule, right?
They have to stick by it.
Yeah, they've been told no swimming without caps.
There's no reasoning as to why. Why we're wearing it.
Just, right.
Now, this came in about 2009, because I remember I was in China, I was going to this gym.
Oh, really?
I never used it. Had long hair at the time. I was diving in and doing all the bits and bobs that you do in the swimming pool. And then I was told that I had to wear the cap.
Right.
So it could be the fear of foreigners collecting their hair, taking them back to the West and cloning a Chinese army.
Right. Anthony. Yes, could be.
That's a Brit. I think we've learned the answer. Let's move on.
Okay,
excellent.
Move on.
This is why I have him here as my co-host.
Right.
God, he's got some ideas.
Brilliant.
Okay, interesting. Okay, I wanted to ask Kari, you're a lady that's been to a lot of hotels.
What have people told you?
That could be interpreted.
Wow, this has gone really south.
They're not gay by the hour.
I wasn't talking about going down south. I was talking about for the K2 fitness things. Right.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask, do you have to put a cap on? Do you have to be capped in a 5-star swimming pool?
No.
So it's off bounds?
No. It's public ones.
It's just public then?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
The ones I've been to. Yeah, the ones I've been to. But I usually stay in more Western hotel chains.
Right, yeah.
So,
do you think it's a cleanliness thing? Chinese do have very thick hair, don't they? They have like a lot of hair.
Oh.
Sorry, thick hair is okay. No, I'm not knocking it. That's good. Lucky them.
Don't let us have thick hair.
I wish I did still.
Well, exactly, Anthony.
But so does a lot of hair come out and clog up the filters,
as we touched on? That's going to be my guess.
And it's cheaper.
But I don't know why it came in 2009. Like you said, I remember frolicking also in swimming pools without a cap, as you do.
I used to love frolicking in the pool. Can you frolic now with a condom on your head? Not really, huh?
No.
I'm sure you could manage it, Chris.
I've never tried it, Andy. Okay, so I did some research, and our research team did some research, and you probably did no research.
I rely on you guys.
Me?
For that.
Yeah, I didn't check this out.
And, of course, you didn't know this question was coming.
Right.
Neither did I till today, but I did a quick search outside of the Guess Who game, of course, listeners. And here's some thoughts. A paranoid nation? Hygiene is paramount. But it's a shame pooing and peeing and spitting in the pool is, however, still allowed. Now, I've got to say one thing. I go to a gym.
Would the pee in the pool end up discolouring their black hair? You'd end up with loads of ginger Chinese people, wouldn't you? Because you know when you bleach their hair, it doesn't go blonde, right? It kind of goes gingery.
Yeah, that's. But hey,
it's all the ammonia.
Anthony,
in the pool.
Only a ginger can call another a ginger.
what should I call them?
Actually, your beard is rather Richard. Gingery.
Yeah.
I'd just like to state for the listeners on China Jedi, we love ginger hair.
Yes.
And love ginger all people. Colour hair.
And so listen to this story, Cara, because it's kind of fitness related.
All right.
So I go to this gym in the week, and it's by the swimming pool, Anthony, in phase one of this complex. It's a free gym. And I go in, I do my half an hour, whatever. And would you believe in the summer, there's a lot of old people that play Mahjong on top of this gym. They come downstairs, and I see them in through the glass door as I'm doing my fitness. And they go down into this little toilet. They come out of the toilet, public toilet. And do you know what they do then? Before they go back upstairs to play their Mahjong,
in the pool.
They go to the pool, but not just any area of the pool, listeners. The kiddies' pool, yeah, where it's shallower water. Mm. And they dip their hands in and wash their hands.
No.
And then they go back up to play Mahjong with nice clean hands. But don't know what the pool was like. So that used to ruffle my feathers if I had any feathers on, listeners. I didn't say anything because, of course, as my grandmother said, when in Rome, do as Rome does.
So now you pee and then wash your hands in children's pools.
And absolutely. I just get it out. But yeah, that was really quite something. I wonder if that will ever change. But anyway, the other thing was, as Cara alluded to, the filter and pump situation. Now, apparently, the filter and pump manufacturers are foreign brands. Hence, the dire warning of hair being sucked into the traps and killing people is a real threat, apparently. Hmm. Yeah.
Hang on.
Foreign brands.
What's the correlation of hair going in and then killing people?
Yeah.
People get sucked in the pump?
This is what I'm thinking.
Through their hair? What?
But it's only through a tiny little hole. How would that happen?
Well, I guess you can't. We've got long hair. We can go and try the filtration system, see how strong it is.
I'd rather not.
Well, we need to take a support buddy with us, like K2 Fear, yeah? Yeah. Okay, so that was rather interesting. And long ago, also, I learned a dark art. This is someone blogging, of swimming pool maintenance. It was obviously in the swimming pool game. Once you've cleaned a filter of masses of tangled, snotty human hair, then wearing swimming caps for all seemed like a great idea. Head lice are also very resilient creatures and completely unaffected by chlorine, if you didn't know that. Yeah. And oil in the hair is also a problem.
Can they swim?
Head lice?
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know, but I bet they've got lots of stuff on them, haven't they? Italy, Spain and France also apparently like to enforce this rule. It's not just China.
Really?
You know, I support where support's due here. For
Could it just
great
be a
country.
Money thing? You have to, like, clean the filters less often? Cause
yeah,
there's less
I was going to say, caps aren't too expensive, are they?
Well, then it's
but you
the
have
people
to also,
buy the caps.
Yeah, the people
it's not
have to buy the
caps,
at the...
Everyone,
yeah, that's where
you
can
sell them.
Sell them.
If I had a swimming pool, I'd sell them.
I would correlate it to money. That's generally the motivation for most things these days, isn't it?
You said an interesting one about the... You said perhaps because back
Chlorine.
In the day when China, started making swimming pools, they saw pictures of foreign Olympic swimmers wearing swimming caps. And that became the rule for how a swimming pool should look. Everyone should be wearing a swimming pool. It wouldn't have mattered that the reason those swimmers were wearing a cap was to shave part of a second off their 100-meter medley, of course. And that was not likely to be a big concern for a Chinese guy wearing water wings and flopping around in a community pool. The protocol was set and nobody would think to question it. You need to wear a hat to swim now.
Mm.
There's no whys, Anthony.
Just because
it
pros
is.
Do.
It is, yeah.
Well, they do like
is
that in China,
why?
Right? Buwei shima.
Well,
there is no why.
Why do they swim in a circle?
God.
Oh, did they see that on?
Yeah, I tried to do a length in a swimming pool. Oh, that drives me crazy.
I guess you got to keep everyone rotating. Can you imagine if people were coming backwards and forwards all the time in China?
I got it.
Mayhem.
No, I got it because you might need to hold the sides if you go under.
Yeah, maybe. That,
safety that's what, first. Yeah, that's a good pod. We'll do that one time, I think.
All the children in the middle of the pool and all the.
All the swimmers are on the outside. Just...
Have you ever seen a swimming pool in China that's bigger than, say, 4 foot in height, generally in the public swimming pools?
Not the public ones,
no. It's a good safety device, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Private complexes. Yeah, have deeper pools.
And in the hotels you've been to?
And in the hotels, of course, yeah.
I was thinking, if you've been to a public swimming pool before in the summer where it's like you can't move, like you're standing in there and... You just can't move because of all the people there.
No, I wouldn't go in.
I wouldn't
go in. No, I would just... I'd be like, nope, not worth it.
I suppose I used the word I, didn't I? So that would suggest I have done that.
Yeah.
But I've seen it.
Okay.
And I was thinking maybe it's a friction thing. Cap on the head.
Warm.
Cap on someone else's
Keeps
head.
Keeps water warm.
No, it stops you from getting your hair tangled up with someone else's. No?
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, for all our listeners out there, make sure you wear a cap. Yeah, you should do K2 Fit swimming caps.
K2 caps.
Is that a good
with a K? K2K.
Is that a good idea?
I guess it could be. It could be a nice promotional item that we give away at local swimming pools. I save them 10 kwai for buying it. There you go.
Anthony, just remember where you heard that, listeners, eh? K2 approved swimming caps. There are going to be some royalties coming down our line. Okay, thank you for that discussion. Anything else you'd like to add on it?
No, I think my clone army says it all.
Okay, Cara?
Just on the swimming pool or the whole thing?
Well, no, on the other swimming pool thing. Other topic.
No, I think we've covered enough.
Yeah, well, let's carry on with the Chinese theme and go on to Jingle Jangle John Wen. I wanted to make it real simple. Jingle Jangle John Wen then, where we learn a little bit of Chinese. Of course, we have our fluent linguist in Putonghua sitting over here, Antinobi Wong Kenobi. Kara, you
said... I want a Star Wars name, but do we get one just being here?
Ooh, Kara, what can we do with Kara?
We have to.
C3 Picara.
Hey.
C3 Picara.
R2K2.
There you go.
Nice.
That's done.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Kara, you alluded to earlier, you speak a bit of Chinese, which is great. Do you have anything? Would you like to put something forward today? Or just a little tidbit, something that you use all the time that's really useful? Or do you want us to say, do you have anything?
That I use?
Yeah, you know, someone's listening.
That's very useful to you.
Yeah, someone's listening, maybe they don't know Chinese much. Is it something, there must be an expression you use a lot.
I definitely think one of the most important things to know is ma fan, because everyone uses it all the time.
Not the name of my eye.
Ma fan. Yes.
Right, ma fan. Yeah, do you know the tones for that? Ma fan?
Third and second? No, ma.
Ma.
Yeah.
Ma fan. Ma fan.
Fan.
Anthony, come on, you linguist. Tell me the tones.
The tones.
It's three and then...
Ma. Ma.
Have you lost your tones? You need to do K2 fit.
Exactly.
Yeah, tone up.
Trying to remember them.
Okay, well, anyway, ma fan. So that's M-A-R-F-A-N?
M-A-F-A-N.
M-A-F-A-N. Yeah. Oh, I put the R.
Beijing R. You're in Beijing.
And of course, ma fan means...
Troublesome, or as I like to think, it's like a pain in the ass.
Yes, something really annoying.
You can say anything you want, my dear. Okay, so K2 approved pain in the ass, Marfan. Now, give me an example when you'd use that for the listener. Like,
I just think we hear it so many places, actually. You know, you get into every taxi I get into, they're like, oh, Marfan. You know, they don't want to go where I want to go. I'm like, this is your job, buddy.
Oh, is that? Because you're in Guangzhou.
Yeah.
Which is a big city. It's the capital of the south, basically. We're in Zhuhai.
Canton.
The beautiful seaside village of Zhuhai.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. I love it here.
But maybe, I never have that when I go into taxis.
No,
here.
They're super
so maybe
nice
it's a Guangzhou.
Here.
So it's a Guangzhou thing.
I think it's
thing.
A Guangzhou thing.
City
yeah.
thing.
Because
yeah.
they come from all over China, and I think new taxi drivers all the time, but I don't understand why they don't want to get a. Even though it's close, like it's a 10 kwai ride.
You
just
want me to take you somewhere in my taxi? God, so annoying.
It's your
imagine,
job,
Mark.
Yeah, can you imagine if I had a client come up to me and like, come on, I don't want to be here today.
See, it's your problem, Cara.
I have to train you today. Now my mafa.
Yeah.
You're expecting a taxi driver to drive you somewhere.
I know.
What, you think
my
that's
expectations
their job?
Are too high, I'm pretty sure.
That's a good one. I like that. Very simple one there, listeners. Ma fan, yes. And it is a...
Ma fan.
I mean, I say hun ma fan a lot, which is very pain in the ass, yeah? Anthony, I know you use that word a lot.
When I'm with you, for sure.
When you're with your police officer friends. Okay, very good. Thanks very much for that, Cara. I hope that this podcast hasn't been too... Ma fan.
It has not. It's been a pleasure.
Well, it's time for a little bit of fun. The Great Joke of Zhongguo. With some following the Sino way. So this is where I say a little joke for us all. I hope I've got a good one today, Anthony.
I hope so. Last week had me chuckling.
I tell you what, it looks a bloody long one. Put my fist up. Ma fan researchers. Okay, so here we go. There once was a chicken farmer who lived in a small village in China. Nothing to do with swimming caps. One year, all of his chickens were afflicted with a strange blight that caused them to lose their feathers. Oh, hang on, it is all to do with swimming caps.
Bald chickens.
Bald chickens. Why do you need to wear a swimming cap when you're bald?
That does
perplex me. For all those bald people out there, I'm on your side. Anyway, this farmer, whose chickens had all gone bald, was deeply concerned about this, as you would be, because winter was coming, and if the chickens had no feathers, they'd freeze to death. So the farmer decided to consult the two wisest men in the land. First, he visited Mr. Ching, the renowned scholar. Mr. Ching leafed through all his agricultural and medicinal texts and pored over books and scrolls and went into the night. Finally, he returned to the farmer and told him that if he crushed the leaves of a gum tree into powder, made it into tea, and fed it to his chickens, they'd be cured.
Could have just used the gum to glue the feathers back on.
You make sure you drink all that green smoothie. It's very good for you, Cara. Come on.
I will. Just don't want green stuff. I don't want the podcasters to see my teeth. They don't see me at all.
It's a thick one. The farmer then went to Mr. Ming, who was a great seer. Mr. Ming cast stones, red tea leaves, and poked through entrails until finally he came up with the answer. Tea made from gum leaves will cause feathers to stick to chicken. Now the farmer was ecstatic. The two wisest men in the land had given him exactly the same prescription. So, as soon as he returned home, he took some gum leaves and made tea from them. He mixed this with the chicken feed and fed it to his chickens. But alas, it did not work. The chickens continued to lose their feathers, and with the onset of winter, they all froze. Now, the moral of this story, listeners, Cara and Anthony, is all of Ching's courses and all of Ming's ken couldn't get gum tea to feather a hen.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. I really wish I'd look at these before.
Who gave you that one?
That guy?
You're fired.
Anthony, don't be so nice. Okay. Well, I hope you like that one.
Research is crying in the booth now. I was joking.
All of Ching's courses and all of Ming's ken. What's ken?
Men, ken.
Barbie's husband.
Kin?
Yeah, maybe.
And all of...
It wasn't in the... Anyway, I get what they were trying to do.
Yeah,
the king's horses and yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, Christ.
Could be Barbie's pen, you know.
This challenge is.
Sorry, listeners.
Oh, we need to move on to the next exercise, which is.
Oh, exercise. All right, let's go.
Yeah, okay. Well, Anthony has hurt his ankle, so I don't know how much exercise you can do.
Do some hopping.
We can make him do dips.
What's a good exercise before we move on, though, Cara, to do in the office? You know, a lot of us are...
Oh, there's tons of stuff you can do in the office. It just depends on if you have enough space or whatever. You can do push-ups, you can do squats. I think squats are probably the most important, actually, because you're sitting down all day. So to get up and be able to move, get the heart rate up a little bit, and, working your legs, it's good. And it stretches your back, too. So if you sit in the right position... Of course, you should sit in the right position as you're working, but when you're doing a squat, you have to have your chest out, shoulders back.
Pecs out.
Abs in.
Tummy.
Flex.
Yeah. There you go. And what about actually doing a fake squat, where you actually just work on your computer?
You might get a little tired, but you can try that.
You'd get some big quads, wouldn't you?
Probably not big, but your stamina would increase a lot. You get lean.
Joints.
You get lean.
Right?
Yeah, your joints would
doing
be
like
supportive. Yeah.
Sticking in one place, position.
Yeah.
A lot of time makes your joints stronger.
Yeah.
A lot of Chinese people, of course, love to squat on the floor, don't they? Amazing flexible knees.
Yeah,
and
the Achilles.
And hips.
I can't do the full squat.
The full one. Ooh.
I can go pretty low.
You mean
but I also tore my meniscus, so I have to be careful how deep into
how much you got left? I got about 20 on the back and 60 on the front.
I've got 90%. Yeah, they took 10%.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad. It doesn't, hinder me very much. Just once in a while, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't go that low.
Hey, any Olympic Chinese champions of... What's the squatting sport they do? Yeah, good at squats and the culture.
Deadlift.
What's that one?
Deadlift? From the bar on the ground?
I'm sure at the Olympics, I see the Chinese did quite well at that. The lady with...
Is that the guy?
I was about to say lady with short hair.
Oh, okay.
Could have been.
I'm just wondering about the sportsman before.
Are you suggesting I'm trying to help you?
I am suggesting that.
Well, suggest away.
We were talking about a guy in the guest room.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
But there was a girl that did really
well.
There
was a girl, but I don't remember her name.
Anyway, hey, it's Jedi Sith of the Week. Oh, WeChat Weixin, WeChat Weixin, WeChat Weixin me. Jedi Sith of the Week, then. Let's start with Jedis, as always, Anthony, shining light. Jedis, then. Cara, you know what this is about? I know you've listened to Busy Lady.
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to talk about somebody who's helped me.
Yeah.
Or,
Or a thing. It doesn't have to be a... Yeah. Just quickly, by the way, you listen to the podcast, I know, sometimes. Where's the best place that you listen to it? Do you listen to it running to work or, you know?
At the last one I listened to, I was at the gym, actually.
See, Anthony? We make people healthy as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the most time that I have to actually listen to a podcast.
You think we motivate people if you put it on like a radio behind a treadmill where people try to run away from us?
Keep running!
It'd be like the opposite of dangling a carrot in front of a donkey, right?
Probably.
It's the best idea you've ever had, Anthony.
I'll send you a photo of that later.
Jedi of the week then, Cara. Who would that be?
Can you guys do yours first?
Yeah, sure. Anthony, do you want to flex into this or would you like me to do mine?
I'm going
to
go. I'm wearing my UFC t-shirt today, one of my favourite sports. Do you like UFC?
I do. Yeah, I like UFC.
Mixed martial arts.
Except for when they do that, like when they're on the ground and they hit them with the back of their foot. Like, I don't like that. But when they're using technique, I like a lot.
Yeah, you're a UFC-er, aren't you?
So I'm going to go with Dana White.
Okay.
The president of the UFC, because, like, he's a cool guy, you know, I'm sure he's got his lots of stories to tell.
Okay.
But respect to him, man, for getting the UFC to what it is today, because I've seen every single one.
Cool.
Have you?
DVDs, yeah. Obviously not been to one right. in Macau, which is great.
If you just travelled around watching the UFC.
Yeah, no, I wish. Yeah, that would be like a lifetime.
Just to explain, because I know a bit about the UFC, but this is just very, two people... hurting each other, right? Fighting it.
Kind of.
Okay,
I like to think of it as a test of skills. It's mixed martial arts.
It's two
people challenging each other.
Okay. Right, but you don't like hurting animals. Okay, let's move on.
We're not putting chipmunks in cages and doing it.
Panda versus...
We would never put animals in cages, Anthony, would we? Okay, let's move on then to... I'll give my one. Hairdresser. Not my hairdresser, clearly, but my son Zach had a haircut. You remember, he likes his hair long, like Ozzy Osbourne.
He talked him into getting it off.
Yeah, and the hairdresser was quite a Jedi because he had to sit through his appalling behaviour while he was doing it.
Oh, really?
Constantly saying, have you finished? Have you finished? Don't do that, don't do this, and moving. And luckily he came out with a quite decent haircut. So that's my guy, the hairdresser. I don't know his name.
Mr. Wang.
Maybe Mr. Wang, hairdresser Wang. Thank you. Okay, Cara. Whack us out.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay.
Or can I just tell you my Jedi?
Yeah, maybe that would be so
Do you mind?
Yeah. Whack us out, your Jedi.
Goodness. Man, I have to say my whole K2Fit team this week, because it was the start of the challenge, and especially my partner who has to put up with me, because when I'm being Ma Fan, because it's a stressful week, making sure that everybody got their programs, but my whole team has supported and helped, like, with the launch party and stuff like that. They're, like, I don't know, they make me, you know?
That's a great one. Yeah.
Team of Jedis.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
So we've gone from naked men fighting each other in cages to hairdressers to the K2Fit. Your support team, which I think
Absolutely.
Is much better. Jedi, Anthony. Okay, Sifs. Sifs. I'll start with mine. Going back to that gym, do you remember I saw the people washing their hands in it?
Right.
I was there doing my bench press in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning.
10 kilos?
you are just appalling. You're an appalling human being.
Was that too heavy? Was that too heavy?
You're sick.
Yeah, ten kilos total.
This man walks up to the gym. He clearly had his gym kit on. He stands right next to the door, which is open, pops out a cigarette and starts smoking.
Oh, yeah. And it all wafts inside.
Yeah, so I went up to him. I was very kind. And, you know, I said in Chinese, please, can you move over there? And he's like, yeah, absolutely fine. 5 minutes later, he comes back and he starts doing his workout after having a cigarette. Ugh. Anyway, that's my sif. Cara?
Anybody at the gym that doesn't put their weights away.
Oh,
especially
damn right,
when it's heavy.
Right.
Like, I can move it, but there's people that can't move it. And it's, if you can put it on the machine, you can take it off.
Absolutely.
That happens a lot.
It happens so much.
Yeah. And not just here, though.
It's not just here.
Yeah. Anthony?
Well, you were the one that started introducing inanimate objects. Personally, I think
Sith should be
a person, but if we're doing that, then my Sith is my balcony and the security lights, because I jumped off my balcony. That's
you jumped off your balcony?
Yeah.
He was having a hard week. Then he realised he moved to the ground floor.
15th floor. Lucky I got away with just a straight angle.
Tell everyone,
is that what happened?
Yeah, tell everyone why you jumped off your balcony, Anthony.
Because apparently there was a spate of burglaries around here, so the
was it you?
No.
It does look like one, doesn't it?
Jumping off balconies?
Well, they put security lights all around the ground floor of everywhere, and they, for some reason, they decided to shine them right into my window. So basically, at night when I'm trying to sleep, it's like dawn. The sun goes down and the security lights go up. It's like, morning!
You are Victor Melgi, mate, I tell
you. So I tried to jump down to adjust the security lights away from my window, and the ground looked level, but there was like this shrub.
Private
that
property,
was disguising the, disguising the ground, which was not level at all, and I jumped and twisted my ankle.
Ouch.
Yeah, not good.
I mean, it's something out of a comedy series, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like my whole life.
I don't think you thought that one through too much. How far is your door from outside, like to walk outside and around?
Further than jumping off the balcony.
Further than jumping, but how far? Like 10 meters?
Usually,
100?
You're right. I'm normally quite an active person though. Like, I've done climbing, surfing, skateboarding, all of this stuff.
Right.
And yeah, normally my ankles hold up, but it was probably because I was
wearing
slippers.
Have you done any of those time, like, lately?
No, not lately.
Cara, you're looking at Mr. Hypochondriac over there. Every week's always something wrong.
That's a complete falsification.
Anthony, we speak the truth on China Jedi.
Least hypochondriac person I know.
And I can tell you this, Cara said it in one sentence. She said, what was it? I think you need to think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or look before you leave. Which I kind of did.
I don't think he was thinking.
Bushes.
Yeah.
Jedi mind skills, you could have done it from bed, Anthony.
I tried that, but I think some Sith Lord was battling me and
he's put an energy defense
back
down
to my window.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Sith. We do hope, and as I'm sure the listeners will, that your ankle does get better soon.
Of course it will. I always heal quick.
You gave me my crutches back today, so I think you're obviously on the mend. Not too much pity, please.
Yeah, it's funny, actually, walking down the street with crutches in China, you get all sorts of funny looks. That literally, like, I was...
You mean you get more funny
looks? Not that I'm saying people that are cripples should get bad looks, but in China they do, which is really, it's quite sad.
I didn't know you were a cripple, man.
No, but they were looking at me like I was, like, giving me funny looks, like there was something really wrong with me, you know? And it made me feel bad, like, for, you know, what about people that generally do have, like, some sort of physical problem? Like, it must be horrible for them to get stared at like that all the time.
Do you know... And I didn't know this, talking about sport, that when they had the Paralympic Games this summer, do you know which country won? And I mean won by an absolute margin. Like, kicked ass.
Zhongguo.
Day. Absolutely. Thanks for doing something right. Anthony, Cara, it's time to get that guess who answer.
We've got to remember.
Okay then. So, crutches and cripples aside, Anthony... Let's get back into the Guess Who game. Would you like an extra clue?
Because it'll make such a difference.
Yeah. Right? Sure, I'll take an extra clue.
Okay, here we go. This one is going to give it away. Okay?
I'm sure, yeah.
Nicknamed as Super Dan by Peter Gade, the player undoubtedly lives up to his name. Okay? Not only is he a two-time Olympic champion, but also the first men's single player to retain the Olympic gold medal by winning in 2008 and defending his title in 2012. Super Dan, listeners. Giving his stupendous success, it comes as no surprise that his fascination with badminton... There's another massive one there. His fascination with badminton began quite early on in life. Having started playing the sport at 5, as we already said, he turned professional as a teenager, as we already said. He's well known for not just his extraordinary playing skills, but also for his fiery temperament. And angry outbursts have made him a controversial figure, along with those controversial
Which makes him more popular, I'm sure.
What, a bit like McEnroe was in tennis?
Yeah.
Is he like the Chinese McEnroe?
Yeah, he has a flamboyant... personality, excellent records
so
on the badminton
gay.
Court.
He has outbursts.
Gay and flamboyant? No, just flamboyant.
Oh, okay.
Look, he has the bad boy image and it's made him a very popular sporting figure. Now, I can't give you any more than badminton, Super Dan and flamboyant.
Right.
That's just nailed it. I know it now.
I picture the guy. I don't know his name.
Picture him, all right. You're going to, if you don't get this...
Then,
wow!
You're the pro, the China pro.
You're
yeah.
a pro sports.
I don't follow.
How long have you been in China for, Anthony? Now,
I'm not sure I should admit that.
You did admit it on one of the 13 episodes.
13 years.
Kara?
A long time. 15.
Okay.
Yeah, about 15.
Clearly, do you play badminton?
No.
Nah, that's a shame.
I have no interest in
badminton. Funnily enough, I played more badminton in England than I did in China.
It's fun to play on the beach. And in Australia, when we go back to Australia, we'll play badminton, like as a recreational thing. But and I played in school, actually, but I don't watch it.
Clearly not.
Clearly
no,
not.
I don't
watch many sports, unless it's Olympics, but I know he won the Olympics. I just can't remember his name right now.
He's won two.
I know.
Well, I can tell you this. Our researchers are giggling away, and I am too, because I think we've got them, listeners. So we have an answer. Just give us an answer.
Mighty Huang.
So not Super Dan, then.
I was going to say Super Dan. I'm guessing it's Super Dan, and he played
badminton. Use Super Dan and turn it into something like a name. Obviously, Super's not a name, is it?
Dan Su,
okay.
Gansu.
Dan Zhuang.
Dan Zhuang. Mm.
Like strength.
I like that. Strong Dan. Super Jan. Anthony, is that your answer?
Absolutely.
God, it's pitiful, it really is. Okay, so guess who? The famous person of the week is none other than...
Super Dan.
Who is none other than... Lin Dan.
Lin.
Give her the tissues, Anthony. Give her the tissues.
I'm the worst. I'm so sorry, China. I love you.
Lin Dan. And I tell you something, Kara. All of our special guests that leave our studios say to us they'll never, ever forget that famous person ever again.
Never. I've learned my lesson.
Okay.
Shamed.
It's just a game. Okay, so it's time for China Jedi Plug Time.
If you enjoy listening to the China Jedi podcast and want to get involved, either by asking a question, expressing your opinion, good or bad, light or dark, or even appearing as a special guest, then get in touch by emailing our team at info@chinajedi.com. That's info@chinajedi.com.
May the smile be with you.
So, plug time, where we promote something good in our community, local community, around Guangdong perhaps, or China. Who's going to start today with a plug? Anthony, plug away.
I have no plug today.
You're plugless.
Absolutely plugless.
And capless.
Indeed.
And crutchesless, if that's a word.
Crutchless.
Okay.
Crutchless.
I was like, oh man.
Sorry, you got a high five.
Here we go again.
Okay. Crutchless Anthony.
Oh, that's going to stick. I'll remember that.
Oh, great.
I'll probably forget Super Dad now.
Okay, so my plug for this week is, it's got to be the K2 Fit program. I'm sorry to be a cheese ball, but it's a wonderful thing. You're helping a lot of people make healthier life choices, put years onto their life, I'm sure, later on. We don't think about that now. And, you know, I'm in the health and wellness industry, as you know,
yes.
And anyone that's doing great things like you, I fully support and respect after you, so congratulations to
doing
it, and I wish you all the best, and I hope you do loads and loads and loads more.
Yes,
yeah?
Definitely.
So K2 Fit people out there, or K-non-2 Fit people, please check it out. What's your website?
K2FitChallenge.com.
K2 Fit.
Or K2-Fit.com.
Okay, K2-FitChallenge.com.
K2FitChallenge.com is our main.
Okay, yep. Perfect. Please check that website out. It's fantastic. Kara, anything to promote? Quickly, you can promote yourself, anything you're doing, this is your chance.
I think you've promoted me enough, thank you so much. There's a lot of people doing a lot of things. One of my, I don't know if I call her a mentor, but someone I look up to is a world champion boxer, Michelle Aboro. She's up in Shanghai, though.
Okay.
Like, plug Shanghai.
That's absolutely
yeah,
fine.
She does boxing for kids, she does charity work, she does a lot of things for the community and is building up there, and I really respect her.
Fantastic. So again, her name is?
Michelle Aboro.
Michelle Aboro, brilliant. Check her out on Google, I suppose we could do.
AboroAcademy.com, I think.
Okay, Aboro Academy. Listen, Kara, it's been wonderful having you in. I've got to go now to the gym and do some fitness.
You better.
You have a good trip back to Guangzhou.
Thanks, Kara.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, absolutely, and all the best of success. Now, listeners, as always, we finish with an original piece of music. It is the Last Emperor song. Today, we're going to be playing from a group called the Dim Sums, a local band. The song is called South China Seas. It's written and sung by Rebecca Reel. She's accompanied by Darren Mullins on rhythm guitar and Aaron Richards on slide guitar and shaker. The song is about being a teacher at Beijing Normal University in China. South China Seas by the Dim Sums. This is China Jedi, people.
Well, I'm sitting here watching the clouds go by from my treehouse way up high. It's so hot I can't even move, and I really want to jump in the swimming pool. There's no place that I'd rather be than living here on the South China Sea. Through the countryside I ride my bike, I'm dodging roosters left and right. With no helmet I'm feeling free as I pedal through the rice paddy. There's no place that I'd rather be than living here on the South China Sea. On Friday afternoon I head to the gym. It's time for badminton with my Chinese friends. I hit it high and I hit it low until I injured my elbow. There's no place that I'd rather be than living here on the South China Sea. On Saturday he rolls around, we jump in the taxi and head to town. The smoke is blowing and the booze is flowing, but does anybody know where we're going? There's no place that I'd rather be than living here on the South China Sea. On Sunday afternoon at Uncle Mike's, the tunes are blaring, I'm feeling alright. On the balcony, there's a dancing IE as we're drinking acai. There's no place that I'd rather be than living here on the South China Sea. On Monday morning I head to class, I live across the street so I get there fast. All of my students look the same and I barely even know their first name. There's no place that I'd rather be than living here on the South China Sea. Well, I'm still watching the clouds go by from my treehouse way up high. How much longer will I stay until the crazies drive me away? There's no place that I'd rather be than living here on the South China Sea.
Thank you for listening to the China Jedi podcast, shining humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.